This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. A super PAC supporting Republican Eric Odland in the 7th Congressional District may have accepted an illegal donation, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The group, called For Colorado's Future, accepted $25,000 from Colorado Springs-based Pericle Communications. Pericle is a contractor for a federal agency, and those companies are banned from spending on federal elections, according to campaign finance attorney Sourav Ghosh.
If it's a company that has a federal contract and it's making a contribution, that's black and white.
The Super PAC also reported spending more money than it's taken in, leaving in question where it got hundreds of thousands of dollars, Ghosh says. But he added that this money is a drop in the bucket next to the anonymous funding that can legally flow into elections through dark money groups. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies season is officially over. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports the baseball team largely underperformed.
The Rockies haven't made the Major League Baseball playoffs since 2018, when they were swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. This year, the team lost more than 90 games in what many viewed as a rebuilding year. Its biggest offseason player acquisition, Chris Bryant, was hampered by injuries all season long and didn't hit a single home run at Coors Field. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The state's online homepage has been taken down due to a cyber attack. Officials say anonymous foreign actors have hacked Colorado.gov. The attack included other state websites across the country. There's no timeline for when the full website will be restored. This is CPR News.